Blog Talk
Praise
Radio.
The Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Elder James Smith from Sunshine of Faith International Ministries. And I just want to say thank the Lord for allowing us to be here today. Because if it wasn't for his grace and mercy, we wouldn't be here today. First of all, let me give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to my chief apostle and overseer, Dr. Murray Ogburn, to my assistant pastor, Pastor Murray Williams, to my wife, Minister Yvette Smith, to Pastor Johnson, Prophetess Loretta, Brother Ty, Brother Thomas, and Sister Jackie, and everybody else, the saints of God, and not even the saints of God, but I just want to welcome y'all to Blog Talk Radio today. And first of all, let me go to the throne of grace first. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you as humbly as we know how today, Father God. First, Father God, we want to thank you for your grace and mercy, Father God. We want to ask for forgiveness of all our sins, Father God. Father God, we want to just ask you, Father God, to strengthen each and every one of us, Father God. Strengthen our hearts, Father God. Strengthen our minds, Father God. Plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of us today, Father God. We ask you to put a hedge of protection around each and every one of us today, Father God. And Father God, we want to just thank you, Father God, for being who you are in our lives, Father God. So we want to magnify you, Father God. We want to glorify you, Father God. And we thank you in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. And that's what we need to do. We need to pray. We need to read our Bibles. And we need to be kind, because God say, if you have mercy on other people, he'll have mercy on you. And some of us out there, Christians, we don't have mercy on nobody. We get saved and we forget about where we was when God saved us, when other people that is where we was, we don't have compassion and stuff for them no more. But that's what it's about. You know, Jesus Christ came for the lost and stuff. He said, if you're not lost, you don't need a physician. And all of us need a physician, because all of us do something that's not right in the eyesight of God. So how are we going to judge somebody else that's out there doing what they doing? We just need to share the love of Jesus Christ to them and let them know what Jesus Christ done for us, he can do for them too and stuff. We need to just stop going to church on Sunday, sitting there and not doing anything. We need to go out to the highways and byways and tell people about the love of Jesus Christ and show them the love of Jesus Christ. Bless them if you have something extra. Buy them some food or something. And thing we worry about, we say they're going to buy drugs or alcohol with the money. But if God tells us to bless them, that's up between them and God once you give them the money. Long as you do the job that God called you to do, then everything is okay and stuff. And yesterday we rode past a woman and a little child, and it hurt me because I didn't have no cash on me, and my wife didn't have no cash on her, and it hurted her too. See, when you got the Holy Ghost and you know God and stuff, things like that will hurt you. Things like that will hurt you and stuff, because you're going to have love and compassion for people and stuff. You're not going to be mean as a rattlesnake and stuff like that. You're going to be soft as a lamb or something and want to help people and stuff. And see, that's what we're about today, trying to help people and share the love of Jesus Christ. And some people not going to want to hear it, but that's okay. If one person hear it and it changed their lives, you done your job and stuff, because it's going to be a lot of people that's not going to listen to us and stuff. And that's why God said in Romans 8, I believe, straightway, the narrow and stuff is the road, and broad is the road to destruction and stuff. And that's how it is. You see, so many people want to do what they want to do and stuff. And we was watching something today, I think it was on YouTube, and they was talking about Beyonce and calling her a goddess and stuff. No, it's only one God, and it's only one son, Jesus Christ. That sounded like Greek, where they had gods and goddesses and stuff, and people are worshiping Beyonce. No, you're only supposed to worship the Lord thy God, and only him shall you serve. You don't pray to nobody else. That's why Jesus Christ came and died on the cross, so we can come straight to the Father, to the throne of grace with boldness, he said, not to Beyonce or any other human being and stuff, because guess what? They could be here today, and tomorrow they might not be here, but guess what? God is going to always be there. He's going to always be there. He said he's never going to leave us or desert us. Never, never. And that's the great thing about God that I love. Out of all the bad things I've done, he still accepted me. And yes, I don't do everything right at the moment, but some things have changed in my life. And when Jesus comes in your life, some things should change in your life. Some people should see some type of change in your life and stuff. And I just thank Jesus every day, because I'm not supposed to be here at all. Let me give you a little quick testimony of me and stuff. And some people don't like to hear it, but I'm not doing it to glorified enough, and I'm just going to show you how good that God is. I then had a heart attack. I then overdosed over 18 times. At one time, my leg was supposed to be cut off and stuff, and only God could save me from that. When I was on a cold concrete and I couldn't do anything, and I didn't know if I was going to wake up again, but God allowed me to wake up once again. And how can I not serve God? How can I not try to serve God? Some people don't want to even try to serve God, but guess what? Let me tell you something. If you knew what I knew, you would tell Christ to come in your life right now, because things are going to come and it's going to be terrible. Because when you have the wisdom and knowledge of God, you know what's going on. He said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge, real wisdom and knowledge, not knowledge like the world knows, but knowledge, spiritual knowledge and stuff. And it's something different between walking in the flesh and walking in the spirit. Romans 8 says, verse 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. And then verse 4 says, the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. I'm just trying to show you some things between the flesh and the spirit. And it says, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, like Beyonce, the world things, materialistic things, and all that stuff. But it says, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit, the Holy Ghost, Jesus Christ, the Father, you're going to want to do things that's right in there. Eyesight and stuff. And it says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So if you're walking around carnally minded, he says, it's death. But if you have spiritual mind in you, he say life and peace. When chaos and confusion come in your life, you're not going to panic and stuff like some people when commit suicide and things like that, allow the enemy to tell you that it's better on the other side, that if you end your life, that's it. You don't have to worry about the things in this world no more. But guess what? We got to go to one or two places when we leave here. And the word says that, not me. It's either going to be heaven or hell. And it says we all got to come before the judgment seat of Jesus Christ, and he's going to judge each and every one of us. And it says, because the carnal mind, listen to this, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh, oh my God, cannot please God. You got people saying they serve God and stuff, but they don't go through Jesus Christ and stuff. And it says, and that is fleshly thing, because it say you cannot please God. And why you don't want to please God? Why you want to please all your friends and other people, your family and all that stuff, but you don't want to please God? God's supposed to be first in your life. Then it says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. Talking about people with the Holy Ghost. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the spirit is life because of righteousness. Then I'm going down to verse 13 and say, for if ye live after the flesh, oh my Jesus, ye shall die. Do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. And when we leave here, it's either going to be life in heaven or death in hell. And who want to burn for eternity? Who want to burn for eternity? Not me. We don't want to hear Jesus say, get away from me, ye workers of iniquity. I don't know you. We want to hear him say, well done, my faithful servant. Enter into the kingdom of heaven. And that's what we want to hear, because we already going through so much on earth. Why do we want to go through worse things when we leave here? And yes, I'm telling you, it's somewhere, and it's called heaven or hell, that when we leave here, we have to go to, because this is temporarily down here and stuff. Temporarily down here and stuff. And I heard a person say, why we got to die? That's because of what Adam done, Adam and Eve done. But guess what? You won't die if you give your life to Christ and serve Christ. You will not die. And I'm telling you that because the word, and I believe the word of God. And if you're waiting for something, don't give up. Don't give up, because it says, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, what doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we patient wait for it. We can ask God for something and it's not right in front of our eyes, but we know that if we please in God and what we ask God for is in his will, we're going to get it. We're going to get it. And that's what he's saying. If we see stuff, we want to see stuff, but having faith is not seeing. Believing in God, believing in Jesus Christ, that is faith, because we cannot see them, but we believe every word that they say, because we know they're true. Because when you have the Holy Ghost, you can feel it, and God will talk to you and stuff. And it says, and we know, here we go, hallelujah, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, not according to Beyonce or some other pastor or something that people are worshiping and stuff. It said according to his purpose. It says, all things will work together for the good of them that love God. That means put God first. Love thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, and all your mind and stuff, and serve Jesus Christ the best way that you can, the best way that you can. And believe me, everything going to work out for the good of those that love God, those that are called according to his purpose. And we all have a purpose. We all have a purpose. We have to find out what that purpose is. And how can we find out what that purpose is if we don't want to give our lives over to Christ? Now is the time to give that life over. Give your life over to Christ, because the Whiners have a song that's called Tomorrow. And say, tomorrow is not promised. It's not promised to none of us. God can say, like he told the man in the Bible, the man saying he was going to do this and that. And God said, your soul is required tonight. We don't know when we're going to leave here. We all have a number, but we got to get ready when we leave here. We got to serve Christ and know where we going at and stuff. And once again, my name is Elder James Smith. I'm from Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, and we are over at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue, and our service starts at 1:30 p.m. Come and see somebody give you the true word of God, the true word of God. Some pastors sugarcoat stuff and stuff so members can stay and members can pay them money and stuff. No, don't sugarcoat it. Tell them what the word of God says. And if you backed up by the word of God, you're going to be all right. That's why I tell people the word of God says this, not me. And like my apostle says, once again, let me tell you a name, Apostle Murray Ogburn. She's the leader of the Sunshine of Faith, and she's been saved for over 50 years. And somebody that can stay saved and serve Jesus like that after the enemy throws so much stuff at us. I just congratulate her. I congratulate her. And I thank Jesus for my wife, who is a true wife, a true woman of God, what the Bible calls a virtual woman. And I thank you, Lord, for that. And her name is Minister Yvette Smith, and she's the secretary of Sunshine of Faith International Ministry. She's the minister. She's an evangelist. She is a prophetess, and she is a good wife, grandmother, and everything. I'm telling you. God has given me a great wife, and I want to just thank the Lord for her, and I love her so much. And I love each and every one of y'all out there that's listening right now. And like my apostle says, when we go off the radio, I'll see you when I see you. Amen.